This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I have a limited choice for you this week because I have some things that I think would be good to cover for the mini, but I've not been saving them into my choice document, my regular choice document. I've been saving it into my notepad to transfer it into my document. So, I'm just going to choose one.
Okay, because all I'm hearing is excuses right now, so let's just get past those.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have started with that, but here we are. So, this one's from boardpanda.com.
That doesn't sound any different than most pandas. I don't think that's an adjective you need to add to panda.
It honestly doesn't sound any different than any of our regular sources sometimes.
At least we know how to pronounce this one, I assume.
Yeah, I assume I'm saying it right. This one is titled, Hundreds of Detainees Reportedly Missing from ICE Records After Being Sent to Alligator Alcatraz.
Oh, I know about this one. It's real. It's
Peter Michael De Jesus. And it was published September 29, 2025. I thought it would be good to cover because I haven't heard anything on it. So, a chilling report has suggested that nearly two-thirds of the 1,800 men brought to Florida's new immigration detention center branded Alligator Alcatraz could not be found in federal databases. Families and attorneys have claimed that they've lost track of loved ones, with numerous detainees reportedly disappearing from official records. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, however, has claimed that none of the detention center's detainees are unaccounted for. News about Alligator Alcatraz's missing detainees was initially reported by the Miami Herald, which obtained 2 detainee rosters from July and August. By checking them against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, databases, the Herald alleged that a good portion of the center's detainees seemed to be missing. Reporters reportedly found that around 800 detainees had no records at all, while another 450 were listed only with the vague instruction to call ICE for details. This meant that the whereabouts of nearly 1,200 men, or about two-thirds of those brought to the facility in July, could not be determined by late August. The center, built in just 8 days, and what? I didn't know that.
It's tents in the middle of the bayou.
That's crazy. 8 days and officially run by Florida's Division of Emergency Management, does not maintain a public detainee database. This has reportedly resulted in attorneys and family members being left in the dark. It became a game of chicken to see who's going to blink first, to see if the client's going to say, "I don't want to be detained in these conditions, just send me back." That was a quote. Miami immigration attorney Alex Salamiani told the Herald. Some men, like a 53-year-old Guatemalan who had lived in the U.S. since 2001, reportedly vanished from court dockets after being detained. His lawyer said he was mistakenly deported to Guatemala instead of being transferred to another detention center, according to the Mirror. In another case, Cuban national Michael Borrego Fernandez was deported to Mexico despite recovering from surgery. His family described the silence around his case as psychological torture. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security pushed back on the Herald's reporting. In a statement to Snopes, which asked about the matter, the agency argued that all of its detainees on the site are accounted for. Quote, false. No one is unaccounted, including at Alligator Alcatraz. In ICE's online detention locator system, this is yet another hoax about the facility, end quote, the USDHS stated. Attorneys and human rights advocates, however, claimed otherwise. Court filings from the American Civil Liberties Union have argued that the detention center has violated detainees detainees' constitutional rights by making it nearly impossible for lawyers to contact their clients. Families, for their part, have also claimed that they've been left in limbo. Records reviewed by the Herald even suggested that the vast majority of detainees didn't have final orders of removal before they entered Alligator Alcatraz. Snopes concluded that while it could not independently verify every name on the Herald's list, real-life cases like Borrego Fernandez's have shown the detainees have indeed gone missing from the system or been deported without notice. The fact-checking website suggested that this may mean that the missing detainees in the ICE's system have either been deported or sent to unknown facilities without their families' or attorneys' knowledge. It's a temporary stay before being flown to their home country, one commenter stated. It's called, they got sent back to their country, no one is missing, wrote another. The reality is that facility is to detain, process, and either deport or release. The planes leave from the airstrip on the premises. There's zero reason that they should all still be there. It's not a prison, another commenter stated.
A bit of a background on Alligator Alcatraz. Apparently, despite it only taking 8 days to build, it still cost $20 million to build. And it's going to have an annual budget of $450 million to run.
That's crazy.
And I do want to comment the fact that the government is saying, oh yeah, don't worry, we know where everybody is. That's also kind of damning in that, even if that's true, they're not telling people where they are.
Yeah.
Like, almost intentionally, if they do know where it is. Obviously, there's a good chance they're lying, because that's what they love to lie, but there's a chance of that.
From what I know of it, that seems about on brand.
But people arguing that maybe they just got sent back to their countries, there would be documentation showing they were sent back to their countries if they were sent, particularly with the embassy or the country that they're being deported to.
Well, there is people being deported to, you know, countries.
Countries they should not be.
Yeah.
In the middle of, like, destitute Africa. Yeah.
Yeah. War zones themselves, like, really dangerous to be being.
Yeah. South Sudan, of all places, was getting some.
I can't imagine. I think I might have been here. Quote, okay. The reality is that this facility is to detain, process, and either deport or release. The planes leave from the airstrip on the premises. There's zero reason that they should all still be there. It's not a prison, another commentator said. Others, however, remained aghast at the missing records of the facility's detainees. There's no record. Deported people have a record. They just go before a judge. In brackets, you ever heard of due process? In bracket. These people have been wiped from the database, and there's no record of where they went. It happened in Germany too. Learn your history, end quote, one commenter stated. Over 1,000 unaccounted for from a single facility within the first 60 days of operations. Think about that. Really, really think about that. End quote, end article.
20 people a day going missing.
Yes, I don't know that there's a whole lot to comment on that other than what you've commented, but I thought it was important nonetheless because I haven't been hearing a whole lot about that, so I just thought it was good too.
And I do think it's important to also emphasize that although it is like front and center, this is just one holding center for immigrants and ICE detainees in the U.S. It's likely a huge problem, and I don't know, there is a chance that the worst case scenario is what has happened, and at least some of these people are dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, let's not, you guys got 48 hours. Do not focus on that.
Sorry
don't
about
do
this
it.
Wednesday. Yep.
Don't do
it's
it.
It's got to get better from here, you would think.
Yeah. Anyhow, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.